Mix. JW here with Christy. Tomorrow's St. Patty's Day, and we have a really classy St. Patrick's Day Irish band gathering with us here in the studio this morning. They are called Pennyland, and it's Liz McDonald on fiddle and vocals, Marv Payne, guitar, mandolin, banjo, and vocals, Michelle Adams on silver flute and vocals, and Avery Crockett on a beautiful, is that an Irish harp, Avery? An Irish harp. So welcome to the program.
Thanks.
Yeah. Now, Liz, tell us about how you got your name.
So I don't know if you've spent much time on the Wikipedia page titled Obscure Units of Scottish Measurement.
Who hasn't?
Yeah, I think we're all familiar with that.
Friday night.
Yeah, big plans. One night I was perusing that Wikipedia page and found that a pennyland was just a unit of land that you could rent for a penny in Scotland. And so it was just, you know, sort of a farming
couldn't have been term. A very big plot of land.
I'm thinking probably not much. Maybe enough to keep a family alive.
Kitchen garden.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very cool. Christy, I have property in Ireland. I don't think I ever told you.
What? Let's go.
Yeah, we should go. It's a really cool place.
Is there like a whiskey distillery on it too?
No. Oh. So we had this boys trip a couple of years ago and we played golf. We had a great time. And for my birthday the next year, the guys got together and they gave me a square foot of Ireland. And it's deeded. And it's got my name on it. And I have to go visit it sometime. You go to the...
Probably a pennyland. It probably was a lot more. Yeah.
You go to the third rock, you know, wall, uh-huh. And bang a right. And then it's right next to that sheep on the left. And yeah, so it's right there. So anyway, it's a square foot.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. But that could be pennyland.
Yeah.
All right. And how did your band come together?
You know, we were founded by Robert, who's not here today. He's a school
teacher. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Robert.
He's probably listening. And he just started pulling people in. Marvin is the second, I will say second, longest term instead of oldest member of the band. And then the rest of us.
That hurts, doesn't it, Marvin?
Are you all Irish or just drawn to the music?
I think we're all Irish
or Scottish.
/ Scottish, mm-hmm. with one English exception, but we won't name names. We don't want to make anyone feel bad.
Don't divide the unity of the kingdom.
Yeah. Well, we would love to hear your first song.
All right.
What's the name of your song?
This is called Shularoon, and it's about landowners like you, Mark, in Ireland, who would send their tenant farmers off to fight their battles for them.
Yeah.
Usually ill-equipped, and so this is a woman whose lover has gone to fight in France.
Okay.
And she's worried.
Live on the Morning Mix, Pennyland.
Oh, I wish I were on yonder hill. 'Tis there I could sit and cry my fill, and every tear would turn a mill. Iscajay, the Mervernian slum. Shul, 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 arun, shul, gasuk, ergus, shul, gukuin, shul, gathur, sagus, saily, thum, iscajay, the Mervernian slum. I will sell my rock, I will sell my reel, I will sell my only spinning wheel to buy my love a coat of steel. Iscajay, the Mervernian slum. Shul, 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 arum, sugar, 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 cuin, sugar, 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 saily, loom. Iscajay, the Mervernian slum. I will dye my petticoats, I'll dye them red, and it's round the world I will beg for bread, until my parents would wish me dead. Iscajay, the Mervernian slum. Shul, 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 arum, sugar, sugar, agus, sugar, cuin, sugar, thurus, agus, saily, thum, iscajay, the Mervernian slum. Thank you. is fame and fortune there advanced. If we meet again, 'twill be by chance. Iskaje the Mavernians long. Shulshulshularun shugasugerakus shugakuin shugathurusagusadilum iskajay the Mavernian song. Go, 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 my love. Go softly and swiftly as a dove. Fly to the door and away with thee. And save me, you, my darling, be.
Beautiful.
Oh, certainly was. And again, Liz McDonald, fiddle and vocals, Marvin Payne, guitar and vocals, Michelle Adams, silver flute and vocals, and Avery Crockett on Irish harp. We're going to bust away for just a few seconds, just to go to our underwriters. And when we return, we will do some weather, and we will also introduce you to Joe Aranker from Vivint's Event Studio. They've got a big performance coming up here in town. Stay with us.
Beth here, owner of Peak Art and Frame, longtime supporters of KPCW. At Peak Art and Frame, we carry a wide variety of framing options, and our design staff can help with any project for your home, office, or gallery. Open Monday through Saturday and located in the Walmart Shopping Center, 649-0801 or peakartandframe.com.
Support for KPCW comes from the Crandall family, owners of the New Park Amphitheater, site of the New Park Concert Series, and numerous other community events.
This is Brenda with Republic Services, your local provider for recycling and garbage collection. Information about what is acceptable to put in your curbside recycling bin can be found at summitcountyrecycles.org. Please help Summit County be clean. Remember to recycle.
And welcome back to the Morning Mix. JW here with Christy. This is our St. Paddy's Day show. And St. Paddy's is tomorrow.
Remember last year I brought in a bunch of questions of, it was like Irish trivia.
Yeah, leprechaun trivia.
Right? And uh-huh. And you and Taran Simeon Band, they all had everyone had a say in it.
Yeah, you get a guy from Boston and a guy from New Orleans, and we can handle right. The Irish stuff.
There was one or two, right? But there was some stuff we didn't know.
Yeah, we did. And we kind of wung it a little bit, you know, just having fun with it.
Absolutely. But I know this town goes kind of nuts, especially because it's spring break. There's a lot of people in town.
Oh, that's
a lot
right.
of people in town. And I remember this one's on a Saturday, which is pretty crazy. But I remember walking the street on a weeknight, St. Patrick's Day, and just lines outside Flanagan's because you feel like that's where you should be.
That's right.
Do we have any other Irishy bars anymore?
We had really Molly Bloom's. I think that was
that's
Irish.
Not there anymore.
Yeah, but that's not there anymore.
Yeah, and there's something down Lower Main, but I don't
right.
know.
Oh, that's right. There is one down in Lower Main. That's
yeah,
correct.
Yeah. Well, anyway. I mean, anywhere that there's beer and music.
Yeah.
Sounds like a celebration to me. What's going on weather-wise?
Currently 22 degrees outside the Sweet Alley Studios directly on top of the liquor store. And it's looks like one of those bluebird days, not a cloud in the sky. Looking at the quitting time run, haven't seen anyone come down yet. Of course, I think the lifts have just opened just a few minutes ago. But anyway, today will continue to be mostly sunny with a high of 45 degrees. Tonight, 20% chance of snow, low of 29. Saturday, 70% chance of snow, snow likely. But they're only quantifying maybe, 1 to 2 inches possible. Saturday night, snow showers will continue, about a 60% probability, less than half an inch, hopefully more in the higher elevation so we can get some powder for Sunday. And then Sunday, snow showers likely. It'll only blow out of the northwest 5 to 8 miles an hour, chance of precipitation 60%, and could get an inch or two on Sunday, hopefully more. And I'll just take you out to Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 36 on Monday, 40 on Tuesday, and check this out, Wednesday, a high near 52. So that's the weather.
Balmy.
Yes.
And, you know, I don't believe they know how much snow we're going to get. So just think, you know, think good thoughts.
You know, we get these little dustings and you find 5 inches up on top. So it's always.
And it seems like on certain chairlifts, it's snowing more than others.
Yes.
You know, so you just, like, you could just lap one area and then on your way down to ski out the mountain, you're like, huh, didn't really happen over here.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Exactly.
So don't go where I'm going.
Don't go where you're going.
You go find your own spot.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And how many underwear trees are there out at Vail, Park City, whatever.
Well, I heard there's a My Little Pony tree off Bonanza, which I don't ride that chair very much, so I guess I haven't noticed it.
My Little Pony tree?
Yeah, you know, that's like a toy that like little kids have. It's like a little pony with like long eyelashes and, you know, whatever. And I don't, again, now what starts that theme? If you started the My Little Pony theme, let us know what that story is.
Boy, we have a lot of mysteries to solve today, don't we?
I'm sure everyone's got a theory, and if they don't have a theory, they should.
Yeah.
Well, we're joined by our next guest, Joe Aranker, who is Vivint's Event Studio, and he is designing the what's going to be the scape for the Blank Canvas event, which is a Park City Summit County Arts Council event that's taking place next Friday, the 23rd. It's at the Yard. And if you've ever been to the Yard, their event space, you know it's like it's the old Anderson Lumber building. It's been turned into a shell of an event space. But Joe is going to transform it. He showed us some a 3D rendering of what it's going to look like. And it's amazing to see the 3D rendering. So we want to talk about that, but we also just want to talk to Joe about what his business is and have you paint a visual picture for the listeners of how you're going to transform it. Welcome.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm definitely excited about Blank Canvas. As you mentioned, we're really transforming the space, and the goal is kind of to make it feel like a cavern inside of a cloud. We're using a lot of white fabric.
Got that, everyone? A cavern inside of a cloud.
Yeah.
Something just very light, ethereal, where we just take fabric and drape it from the ceiling in different shapes, different patterns, to create a space that's kind of homey and kind of hugs you in terms of feeling, this is my first time on radio, everyone, so the descriptors are going to be my
Well, I think that's, as a kid, you lie on the ground, and you look at the clouds, and you always think, I wish I was in there. So I'm kind of going with you on that. That's what it would feel like. Light, it's ethereal, but
intimate.
Comforting.
Yeah. It's not a space that's going to be big and grand and visually striking. It will be visually striking, but not in any kind of large sense. It's going to be intimate. It's going to be soft. And it's just going to be a lot of fun because at the end of the day, this is going to be a performance, a showcase, and a dance party. So we're just trying to bring something new to Park City and something really heavily designed that people can enjoy.
And I believe it's going to be Friday the 23rd. Is that correct?
Yeah, next
correct.
Weekend.
Okay, and what time does it begin?
The performance showcase begins at 7 p.m., and then the dance party begins at 9 p.m.
Right. There's going to be some performances. There's going to be...
Right, it's described as a two-part evening of surprise performances, transformed space, music and dancing. A white dress code is required. So there's costuming. I love that. Think feathers or tulle, leather or lace, cotton or glitter. Fancy or simple works fine. Express yourself and your inner palette with the Arts Council. So I think I love the all white theme. Kind of, it's a guideline, but then go where you want to with that.
Oh, I know you like that because people are listening to this and they're saying, you know, I'm interested in going to that thing. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to wear a white shirt and pair of jeans and a hat, and they'll let me in. It's not a big deal. But I know you. I can see the gears turning where you're thinking of an all-white, funky doodle ensemble.
And yet I don't have any of that necessarily in my costume bin.
I know what you're working on.
But, you know, you can create that. But they also, as part of the event, Farasha Boutique will style you. They'll either come to your house and pick out stuff that you have and repurpose it in a way that you might not have thought of to become your white outfit, or you can... rent one or
so Farasha has a product options. They call the Farasha Fix Box, and it's a service where they talk to you about what your style is, what your sizing is, and then they go and source pieces for you, put it together in the box, and then they just ship it to your home. And it's based on your personal preferences. It's not like one of those boxes where everybody just gets the same outfit every week. It's personalized and tailored. So
don't be afraid of the white concept. Then the blank canvas concept, helped me describe this. It's kind of like every bit of art starts with a blank, right? And then the creative process happens. And so this is sort of interactive and experiential. And so it's not blank. I mean, you're starting there, but then where's it going to go? Any artist who started writing or painting or dancing or whatever starts with the emptiness and has to stare at it until the inspiration comes.
And the people that go next Friday night are actually part of the performance art. And they, I mean, the whole thing,
we will
the
be.
Whole thing just sort of comes together. So you don't know what you're going to end up with, but that's the exciting part,
because it's
out there. And as the people come in and as maybe you have a cocktail or two and, you know, different things happen.
I think you're totally right, because there's a lot of surprises and interactive portions that are built into the whole night. So there's the performance components. There is a couple artists that are going to be coming, leading an interactive art station. So we have no idea what that work's going to look like, but it's just going to be out there. Everyone can watch and observe, take part in painting that canvas. And then the dynamic of the room. You know, you think you mentioned two very different outfits that you're going to wear each, and we want everyone to come as they are. You know, if that's white jeans and a t-shirt, fantastic. If you want to kind of get a little more funky with a costume, we love it. We just want everyone to come be themselves and see what happens. The reason we started with the name Blank Canvas is because it's a first for both my company, Vivint's Events here, Studio, and for the Park City Summit County Arts Council. This is part of their culture club. So it's the first culture club event, which is their high-level donors, and the first of what I'm calling the Vivint's Event Series. It's a charitable initiative that I've built into the startup of my company.
You know who would knock this out of the park would be Randy Barton. He has
that white
tuxedo. The white long tails tux, and he wears that funky doodle Sergeant Pepper hat. And then, of course, with his personality, I mean, you never know where the art's going to go. The performance art's going to go from there. But he's got a great outfit.
It's good to start with the outfit.
Yeah.
And let's talk more about your company. And I loved that 3D rendering that you sent. And you said you have a background in architecture. And is that where events decor is going, as opposed to like bring in the potted palm and fill the space?
In some ways, it's already there. It just depends on what kind of events we're working on. You look at corporate events, they call them activations. They're basically like branded events where they're trying to engage you with their products or brand launches. They're very much already in that technology realm of rendering the event before it even begins, planning everything out. And I think as more free software becomes available, we're seeing that trickle down into some of the smaller categories, some of the more wedding, celebration-type markets. But at the end of the day, it's still more of a large-scale event type of resource, because if you're doing a backyard wedding, you don't necessarily need a 3D render the whole thing.
True. And is the direction also like light projection installation? Like, you know, at the opening ceremonies of the Olympics, they had, I don't know, it was like a wire thing that came down and they could put stuff on it through lights. Is that?
Oh, absolutely.
Are you doing that kind of stuff too? Or is that the way things are going?
I think that is definitely the way things are going, because I think I'll use weddings as an example, because everyone's been to one. We know what we're talking about.
Most people have one.
Yep, absolutely.
Or two or three.
Yeah. You stay away from that.
We
one.
Average out between you and me.
But in the past, people spent a lot of money on flowers as their form of decoration. But as lighting and technology just becomes cheaper to produce, we're going to see a lot more lighting taking place in all kinds of events. Not just standard uplighting, but projection. What you're talking about, they call it projection mapping, where you take a surface that's not necessarily flat and you design it to appear as if it's a flat surface with the way that they project things. They manipulate the images. So I think it's going to be really exciting to see what happens there. Ralph Lauren did it a while back. They have these mansion flagship stores, and they projected onto the outside of the building in such a way that it made it look like the windows were popping out and like folding into each other and revealed this runway that was inside, because of the way that they mapped it and manipulated the images. So it looked like there was a runway that came out of the building, but it was still a flat building surface.
We're all going to be manipulated by lights now.
Yeah. Well,
like, I swear I saw a runway. Wasn't really there. Did you see the front of the Egyptian Theater? It was like 3 or 4 years ago during Sundance. And they had projections. It was like movies on the front. And they had all those zigzaggy lines. And it changed constantly. It was a fun backdrop. And I think at the Yard, too, when they had New Frontiers there, there was movies going on across the front of the building. Like where a door would open and someone would come out, but it was a flat surface.
Yeah, I think we're like halfway on our way to a Tron movie in a real life.
Oh, boy.
Well, there is a group of people within the astrophysics community that believe that we're in some sort of simulation. So we are, in a sense, creating the holographic universe that we so, you know, every once in a while talk about.
So we think maybe we're going there, but we're already actually there and we don't know it.
And we're also helping to create it.
Ooh.
It gets nutty.
Ooh.
It really does.
That's, yeah. That's deep.
It is. It's too deep for Friday morning. Yeah. You go back to Irish music and blessings.
You guys passed me on that one.
Yeah.
But I think Elon Musk is one of those people who believes in what you're talking about, kind of simulation matrix type world.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't go to those movies, so I'll probably never understand it.
Oh, you don't?
Because I don't think I really take them in very well. Oh, well.
Okay. Well.
But I like events, and I like Olympic opening ceremonies and closing ceremonies, and I like light projections. And
you and me both. I'm a little bit of a geek for Olympic opening ceremonies. But did you hear that they're going to do the bidding process for 2026 and 2030 at the same time?
I think nobody bid for 2026.
Right.
And oh, so they're just lumping it back in?
I read something recently that said they might be making the decision at the same time. So now we're back on full steam.
You know what? We should just get both.
Yeah.
And Joe, you will be right there programming the opening ceremonies.
I would love that.
So if you want to see a sample, a preview of what he can do to transform space, go check out the blank canvas from what's the website?
PCSTarts.org/blank.
There you go. Go check it out. Tickets are on sale. You can go to the beginning or just the dance party at the end. Two different kinds of tickets available. And go check out his work.
Yeah. Joe, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
We're going to take a quick break for just a couple of underwriters. Stay with us when we return. Weekend Events and Pennyland, our musical guest for the hour.
Support for KPCW comes from the Wasatch Brew Pub, open for lunch and dinner, and offering weekend brunch with traditional menu items like pub steak and eggs and eggs benedict. Brewery tours available. Wasatch Brew Pub. We drink our share and sell the rest. WasatchBeers.com.
Hi, this is Seth Adams, executive chef and co-owner of River Horse on Main and sponsor of KPCW. Since 1987, River Horse on Main has fed appetites of our local community and visitors. Our private event rooms are available, along with private chef and catering services for every occasion. Reservations and inquiries at 649-3536 and riverhorseparkcity.com.
And we are back this morning mix on KPCW in Park City. JW here with Christy Dillaway. And now it's time for Weekend Events. We usually have a little harmonica music in the background, and, well, we've got something a little special.
Let's see if they can wing it.
Oh, I know they can. I know they can. So, let's see here. Do you want to start or do you want me to start?
Park City Film Series is showing The Insult Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 6.
Ah, okay. And Utah Symphony Strings will perform at St. Mary's Catholic Church at 7:30 p.m. Adult tickets are $35. Students are $15. Visit utahsymphony.org for tickets and more information.
Lots of great music in town this weekend, including Shannon Runyon at Legends at Park City Mountain, Terrence Hansen at the Corner Store for Après Ski, Coral Creek featuring members of Leftover Salmon and the Derek Trucks Band there at OP Rockwell tonight. Pixie and the Partygrass Boys are at Silver Star Cafe. Herman's Hermits, starring Peter Noon, are at Egyptian Theater. Corey Mann is at The Cabin. Los El Caminos at The Spur. And Kick-Ass Karaoke at Flanagan's.
Ah, tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day, a day for people of all backgrounds to speak a little blarney, kiss everything green, pinch everything else, drink Guinness, drink Irish whiskey, maybe drink them simultaneously, kissing people that are green and pinching, and then... an Irish car bomb, which is
the whiskey and the beer together.
Yeah, and what do they call it when you have the whiskey and the Guinness and then you eat corned beef at the same time?
St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah, that's St. Patrick's Day.
That's about the only day you eat corned beef, right?
I think so. And just have a big night out. So may the luck of the Irish be with you.
Park City Community Church is holding a St. Patrick's Day dinner and silent auction to help support their youth mission trip to Puerto Rico for hurricane relief. Tickets are $30 for adults and $15 for teens. You can email youth@parkcitychurch.org for tickets.
Here's what's cooking Saturday for live music. Pennyland at Red Pine Lodge from 1 to 3 at the Canyons. They are playing for us now. You may want to go hear them again. They're fantastic. Tony Holiday and the Velvetones for Après Ski at the Canyons. Rage Against the Supremes at the Payday Deck, Park City Mountain Resort, for Après Ski. And Take 5 at Silver Star Cafe. Rage Against the Supremes for the night show at The Spur. Folk Hogan, O.P. Rockwell. Adventure Club at PC Live. Boy, I'm exhausted. Herman's Hermits, starring Peter Noon at the Egyptian Theater, DJ Montgomery, and Ryan Walsh at Flanagan's.
So don't say there was nothing to do. That sounds like a lot of live music to go see.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Sunday, if you still have any energy in you, Snyderville Electric Band is at Park City Mountain for Après Ski. Dueling Pianos is at the Spur. And it's the final night of Herman's Hermits, starring Peter Noon, at Egyptian Theater.
Oh, we'll squeak out to Monday just for a moment. Leadership Park City is hosting motivational speaker W. Mitchell at the Santee Auditorium at 7 p.m. for this year's community lecture. It's free. It's open to the public. Mitchell will speak about finding opportunity from tragedy, asking yourself, what's next?
And the upcoming concert announcement, Keith Urban is going to be at USANA July 13th. Tickets just went on sale, so get those if you want them. Beck will be at the Maverick Center in Salt Lake on September 22nd. Tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. right after this show ends. And the same for Lyle Lovett and his large band at the Eccles Theater, also in Salt Lake. That show is September 6th, and tickets go on sale at 10 a.m. right after this show.
We are truly blessed to have Pennyland with us this morning. That was very good.
And I will make note that tomorrow when they play at Canyons, they'll have more instruments, the full band. We got the breakdown.
Aha.
Yeah.
Okay. And Bob
this
will be there, right?
This is just a preview.
Is That's it Bob? Right. Yep. And where does he teach?
Robert teaches at Wasatch Charter School in Holiday.
Okay.
And then our drummer, Daniel, will be there too. So.
Who plays the bow drum?
Yep.
Oh,
it'll
yeah.
Much, you love that bow drum.
Much louder than what you're hearing today.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, just to state again, you're going to be at Pineland at
Red Pine Lodge.
Red Pine Lodge.
Which is right where the gondola at the comes up to the, where you get off the gondola and where a couple chairlifts are. It's a very central spot.
Yeah, between the pony tree and the underwear tree.
Right. I do have a quick question before you play your next song. How do you find these songs?
Robert actually finds most of the stuff that we play or writes it. But a lot of the songs are quite old and have been collected by a folklorist named Ellen Lomax, who just spent the 70s and 80s traveling the British Isles and the rest of the world, too, collecting songs that have never really been published or recorded from mostly old ladies who still knew how to sing them. And so he's just created a real treasury of this music that I think probably otherwise would have been lost.
Excellent. Well, what are you going to play for us next?
This next piece is an old lullaby. It's a few hundred years old, and it's called Can Ye Sew Cushions?
Can You Sew Cushions? And this is live on the Morning Mix, Pennyland, again from 1 until 3 p.m., at the Red Pine Lodge over at the Canyons. Live on the Morning Mix.
Oh, can ye sew cushions, and can ye sew sheets, and can ye sing Ballylulu when the bairn greets? Sing hey and hoo, birdie, sing hey and hoo, lamb. Hey, a new birdie, my bonnie wee man. Ee-o, what'll I do with you? Black's the life that I lead with you. Money-o, I've little for to give you. Ee-o, what will I do with you? I'll build ye a cradle upon the treetop, but the wind it will blow and the cradle will rock. Sing hey and hoo, birdie, sing hey and hoo, lamb. Hey, a new birdie, my bonny wee man. Eo, eo, what'll I do with you, black? The light
We have little for to give you. Wee-oh, what will I do with you? Sing Ballaloo, lambie, sing Ballaloo, dear. Does the wee lambie ken that his daddy's not here? Sing hey and who, birdie, sing hey and who, lamb. Hey and who, birdie, my bonny wee man. Ee-oh, wee-oh, what'll I do with you? Black's the life that I lead with you. Money, oh, we have little for to give you. Oh, what will I do with you? You're rocking full sweetly upon my warm knee, but your daddy's a rocking upon the salt sea. Sing hey and who, birdie, sing hey and who, lamb. Hey and who, birdie, my bonny wee man. Ee-oh, wee-oh, what'll I do with you? Black's the life that I lead with you. Money, oh, we have little for to give you. Ee-oh, wee-oh, what will I do with you?
That was Liz McDonald on vocals. Marv Payne put the guitar down and picked up the banjo, and he also supplied vocal support. Very nice. Very nice.
Very nice. We are joined now by Jess Miller. She is the Senior Communication Specialist, Park City Mountain Resort, and I'm excited to ask about all the spring planning, the spring parties, the spring music. Starts tomorrow with Bus Rider Appreciation Day and St. Patrick's Day, music and swag giveaways. The 18th is Epic Mix 10th Anniversary Celebration. I can't believe we're there already. And then we go into Spring Groove, Pink Park City, the weekly free concerts. There's a Bud Light Bags Tournament. Oh my God, winding up with pond skimming. Jess, tell us, how does it all come together?
There's a lot going on for spring, and we're so excited, especially on a day like this where the sun's shining and it's completely bluebird, a little bit colder, and we got snow the last few days. So setting us up
nicely. Quintessential, perfectly spring skiing day and week coming up.
It's beautiful.
This is your perfect guest, because when anytime people are gathered and they're having fun, you got to be there. So they have so many activities that I know you're going to go to every single one of them.
Let's hope.
Well, I feel like I see you on the mountain all the time having a good time. And you always bring a smile to my face. And
yay.
I also wanted to say, I mean, we can talk about pond skimming later, but I'm hoping that you might help us out being
I'm
a little
in.
Bit of judge.
I'm in as a judge.
The morning mix.
She put me in the best possible position. I scored the costumes.
Which seemed fitting.
It seemed fitting.
It seemed very fitting. And I think, I mean, if you weren't judging the costumes, you might have won the costumes. So
that was JW's outfit. I amended it a little bit. And I made it a little sexier than what you
That's my pimp outfit. I love that. I wear that everywhere.
Big wig.
It worked out well. I think the wig really brought it all together. So she went all out. But
I went through security on that at Boston's Logan Airport. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Did they let you through?
No, they stopped me because my cane had this fluid, had this big diamond on top of it, the walking stick, and it's pretty dope, and whatever that means. What does that mean, by the way?
It looked really cool.
Oh, it looked cool. Yeah. So, but anyway, I got stopped for that, and they had to x-ray the diamond because the diamond had a fluid inside of it, and they wanted to make sure I wasn't going to go pimp crazy and plain.
I'm glad they're looking out for us, but I think that's sort of what spring and spring groove and all the stuff going on is all about. It's about having fun, and we want everyone to come up to the mountain and enjoy all the free stuff. So it's free music, free family activities, free kids apres ski, free food with the free s'mores. So it's basically a month long of fun in the sun and enjoying the longer days, enjoying spring. And like you said, we have pretty much through the end of the season. music every single day for après-ski. And then we also have some larger concerts as part of our spring groove celebration. So things to kind of look forward to coming up. Our spring concert series, like you said, will run every Saturday, which will present free concerts at both base areas. So over at the Park City Mountain Village and then over at Canyons Village every Saturday starting at 3 o'clock. And then Spring Groove, which is my favorite time of year, starts on Saturday, March 24th. And that'll kick off with the first annual Pink Park City event.
Right.
Yes. And I want to encourage everyone to come out and support this event. I made a donation yesterday. It's an incredible event that's going to support cancer research at the Huntsman Foundation down in Salt Lake. And it's not just breast cancer. It's all sorts of cancer research. And all of the proceeds will go directly towards their foundation. And how it kind of works is they're encouraging all of the participants to raise $500 each with a goal of raising $50,000 in our first year. And I think they're coming up close to 40,000 right now raised.
Yeah.
So you can either join by participating yourself and gathering your friends to raise that $500, or you can support a team that's already been raised. So it's going to be a day of fun on the mountain, activities. There's checkpoint challenges at our different lodges. People will come in costume. There's a big parade going down Docks Run. And it's just going to be an amazing, amazing day.
I love a parade.
Yeah. Love a good parade, especially on skis, right?
So if you go to Pink Park City, you'll go to the website for Park City, and you'll see, I think as of this morning, they had $35,000 committed, which is just 15 shy of the goal, which is great. But you can also take a look at individuals who are skiing for Pink, and you can also see the teams, and you can join a team,
yes,
as you said. So you can actually go look at the team and see what they're up to and jump in that way. Or you can start your own team.
Yes, there's still time. We're a few weeks. I don't even know what day it is now. It feels like it's spring.
Today's the 16th, yeah, and that event is on the 24th.
About a week away, and there's still time to join a team, support a team, or support an individual. And I'm pretty confident we'll get to that 50K, but if we can blow it out of the water and do even more, that would be amazing. Right. So anything you can do, that's going to kick off Spring Groove.
Yeah, because I don't know what Spring Groove is, and it runs from 3/24 to 4/8. 4/8 would be the closing day, is that correct?
Yes, so we close on April 8th, and Spring Groove is basically 16 days straight of fun and music and sunshine and concerts and food and just like spring festivities. It's our 11th season doing it, and it's going to be amazing. And sort of how it works is every single day on the mountain for those 16 days straight, March 24th through April 8th, we're going to have things happening, whether that's concerts, kids' activities, family après-ski, s'mores in the base area.
Meet the Avalanche
Meet
Dogs.
Meet the Avalanche Dogs, one of my favorites. Wow. So lots of things to do. Come enjoy a day skiing on the mountain, and then you can come down, listen to a concert over at the Canyons Village stage or over at Park City. And then we also have a couple large concerts happening on Saturdays.
So yeah, the record company.
Yeah.
I'm super psyched about that one.
So we're going to build a big stage by the Eagle statue at the Park City Mountain Village, and that's going to stay up for Spring Groove. And we're going to have two larger concerts at the Park City base, the record company being one of them, coming up. And then we'll also have a larger concert over at Canyons Village after Spring Groove, which is going to, Pond Skimming, which is going to happen on April 7th. So a lot of fun to be had. And then for the families and kids coming up, like Christy said, you can come meet the Avalanche Dogs, have some free s'mores. We're going to have little fun things like magicians and jugglers for the kids to enjoy. And
oh,
just lots
and
of
Lanny
fun.
Doing the,
the cowboy
lasso looping, yeah, that's always intriguing.
You know, we always assume that everybody knows what we're talking about all the time, and you and I've been here for a long time, so we know pond skimming. We've gone to the event, and you've judged the event. Maybe the two of you can describe pond skimming for those people that have not heard of the event before, because it's very irreverent and fun and festive.
It's one of my favorite days of the year.
I always went in costume even when I wasn't skimming or a judge.
It just seemed like a reason too, when I wasn't skimming.
And my son wore his like a Darth Vader costume one time. It's just fun to ski in a costume.
It's way more fun to ski in a costume. And that makes like 2 days, because you can come ski on the 7th and the 8th in costume.
And there's Clown Day on April 1st, which I still dress as a clown, but you can dress how you want.
How many outfits do you have?
For skiing, I have, that's a separate bin.
Okay.
What are you going to wear to pond skim this year?
You know, costumes happen in the creative. You look at the blank canvas, and then you get in the creative mode, and things come together.
Oh, boy. Christie's performance art.
But pond skimming, it's limited to 100 participants, is it?
Yes.
That's why I never did it, because you have to get up early and register, and I just not the early girl. But...
Well, registration's open now, so you can pre-reg. So if you're planning ahead, visit the Park City Mountain website and get your spot, because it is filling up, my friend.
I bet.
The time is now.
Okay, so then you get up there. It's usually kind of warm. There was one day it was kind of brutal, but there's a huge pond filled at the... It's right off near Red Pine Lodge. You kind of just go off to the left. And they tier out the hillside, so it's easy to stand and watch at different levels. And, boy, you watch one group after another try to make it across that water. They do a little jump and try to skim across. And some people go right across and crash into the gate on the other side. But more likely, people go for a swim.
Yeah,
it's hilarious. And we give away. So we have a panel of judges, as we were talking about before, which Christy will be a part of this year. And we're going to award prizes for the best costume and then the best splash and crash. So if you don't necessarily make it all the way across, you might have a pretty epic crash that we can award you for.
Well, if you don't think you're going to make it across, go for the other prize.
How big
can your splash and crash
And I've be? Seen people go big. We had a pizza. Right. A guy dressed up as a pizza last year and had one of the most epic splash and crashes I've ever seen. And it was amazing.
Or the guy that had the lifeguard tower that he was climbing the stairs and it was on the skis and the whole thing kind of collapsed before he got there.
Yeah, we had a Jenga. A guy dressed up as Jenga one time and he splashed and crashed and all of like the cardboard pieces fell down like a Jenga board. And that just made my day.
Oh, nice.
The creativity is pretty awesome. And I think it's one of those events where it's so fun because it's fun for the participants, but it's even more fun for the spectators. And we'll have a big barbecue outside. And usually, I mean, especially on April 7th, I think the weather should be pretty beautiful and nice. And it's just the perfect way to spend in the sun and close out the season on a high note.
All right, let's hit a few others. So tomorrow is Bus Rider Appreciation Day. So that's if you take the bus to Canyons Transit Center, then you get some free food, drink, and swag?
Yes, and it's also St. Patrick's Day tomorrow, too. So,
so you don't want to drive.
So you don't want to drive. So take advantage of the appreciation. And then for St. Patrick's Day, I know you had the band in earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Pennyland, they're still here.
Yes,
and we didn't
Pennyland.
Introduce you yet. Jessica, this is Pennyland.
No, I watched it. They're standing me, and I got to hear the last beautiful song. And if you want to hear it in person, I think you guys mentioned they're going to be performing at Red Pine Lodge on Saturday. And then we'll also be handing out some fun St. Patrick's-themed costumes and
perfect
activities and food and beverage specials at our restaurant. So it should be a fun day tomorrow on the mountain.
If I could just suggest a strategy, get out there early tomorrow and make your turns, get your runs in, and then go to Red Pine Lodge at 1 o'clock and from 1 to 3, Pennyland.
I love that plan. Yeah. I think I might do that.
I might do that
also. Nothing better than dancing in your boots.
It is. Absolutely.
Ice snowboard boots are a little easier to dance in, but...
Can you hula hoop with ski boots on?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
I don't know if
Except
I can.
I don't own ski boots anymore, but yes, I could do that.
Okay. Well, with... what are those things called?
Snowboard boots.
Snowboard boots.
It's a very technical term.
Okay, what's going on for Epic Mix 10th anniversary
Sunday? Sunday is the 10th anniversary of the Epic Pass, and... which means giveaways. So we're going to be handing out we're going to be handing out little white chocolate Epic Passes. So they're edible, delicious Epic Passes. And
some of them are actual passes for next year?
Alas, no. But I do want to talk about, because of the 10th anniversary
edibles.
Of the pass.
Interesting.
Yeah. Edibles.
Not quite. We are offering this year, in honor of the 10th anniversary of the pass, a $99 Epic Military Pass for active and retired military personnel. So seriously, an amazing deal. So if you did serve and you're retired military, you're active, definitely look into that if you want to ski next season at Park City.
Or you have friends somewhere
else,
you tell them about it and they're like,
my
that's a deal I can't miss.
Retired military, and he was so excited when I told him. So that's another thing we're doing as part of the 10th anniversary of the pass. And we'll have some photo booths and a lot of fun stuff happening on Sunday, and should be good.
And the cornhole tournament.
Yeah, a cornhole tournament, which... it's one of those things where I think I have my best days and my worst days at it.
Yeah.
But we'll be doing a cornhole tournament over kind of by Umbrella Bar happening over there. And are you a cornhole professional?
You know, the whole name just blows my mind. I'm not from here. And when I first moved here,
I don't want to play it because of the name.
Yeah. No. When I first moved here, I was invited to a barbecue, and I was meeting some new people, and this guy came up to me and said, hey, you want to play cornhole? And I said, oh, my God, I don't even know you. But it's just like, honestly, it's just the weirdest name I've ever heard.
It's a weird name. Yeah. Fun game.
Why don't they call it beanbag game?
That's a good question. I mean, that sounds kind of lame, though. Beanbag game? You can come up with something better than that.
I don't know. I'm not sure. But anyway, sounds like a great series of events. Jessica Miller, she's communication specialist at PCMR. And listen, have a great spring, and thank
so
you
much
for joining us on the program.
Happy to be here. See you on the mountain.
Yeah. We're going to go to a couple underwriters. When we return, we're going to talk to Pennyland some more, and Christy and I are going to talk about St. Paddy's Day.
G'day. This is Ashley from Campus Coffee, happy to sponsor programming on KPCW. We can't wait to serve the Park City locals this winter. We're excited by our breakfast and lunch menu to complement our espresso drinks. Campos Coffee is open daily at the base of Park City Mountain Resort, up the stairs from the ice rink next to the Adirondack chairs. CamposCoffee.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Pettigrew from Park City Mountain and a proud supporter of KPCW. Park City Mountain instructors share their love of skiing and snowboarding with guests, helping them improve their skills and enjoy the mountain. More information on Ski and Snowboard School and other programs at parkcitymountain.com.
Wake up to the Marketplace Morning Report every weekday at 6:50 and 7:50 during the morning news with Leslie Thatcher. Brought to you in part by Big D Construction, DeJuria Center at High Star Ranch, and ESCO Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. That's ESCO, ESCO. Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided in part by Long Reimer Weiniger Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, LRW-Law.com, Fred Marshall Painting, painting Park City's home since 1974, FredMarshallPainting.com, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you.
Thanks for joining us on the Morning Mix today. We want to thank our sponsors, Campos Coffee, Squatters Roadhouse Grill, Wasatch Brew Pub, Crandall Capital, Utah Symphony and Utah Opera, Peak Art and Frame, San Francisco Design, Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Utah Properties, and Park City Mountain.
Well, Pennyland is our musical guest. They're going to play a final song for us. What are you going to play?
This is called I Will Go With My Father A-Plowing, and it's about farming in Ireland.
And how old is this song?
Ooh, this one is an old tune. The tune is called Down by the Sally Gardens. It'll probably sound familiar to lots of your listeners. And then the words are a little newer. They're only about 100 years old.
Okay. Christy and I want to thank everybody for joining us this morning on the Our Little St. Paddy's Day show. I'll just leave everybody with this. May love and laughter light your days and warm your heart and home. May good and faithful friends be yours wherever you may roam. May peace and plenty bless your world with joy that long endures. May all life's passing seasons bring the best to you and yours. I love the Irish blessings. So anyway, what are you gonna play for us? Oh, shoot. Go ahead. I know what you're gonna play for us.
I will go with my father a-plowing to the green field by the sea, where the rooks and the crows and the seagulls will come flocking after me. I will sing to the patient horses with the lark on the white of the air, and my father will sing the plow song that blesses the cleaving share. I will go with my father a-sowing to the red field by the sea, where the rooks and the gulls and the